The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Although it works for me, just get a hold of me. All right, friends, listen, Merk Merch is where you can get your Merkel Media apparel needs covered. Right there, merkmerch.com. Get yourself a t-shirt, hoodie. I don't care what you get yourself. Just get yourself something nice and fancy. Also, friends, go ahead and check out merkelfilms.com for your on-demand streaming needs. We got our three originals on there now. We have a short documentary on there now. And we have more content coming very, very soon. A very large creator coming to the platform soon, too. So look out for that. All right, friends, today we have Rebecca, and she shares how generational curses, spiritual warfare, and personal deliverance transformed her understanding of hidden oppression within Christians, leading her family to freedom and inspiring her to write a book to help others. So let's get to Rebecca right now. All right, today we have Rebecca on the show. Rebecca, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm glad you're here. You were telling me earlier about how you found the show through the Blurry Creature Guys. And yes. I guess you were You were you at the BlurryCon or were you watching it remotely?
No, I was watching it remotely.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And I think the story you referred to me telling was actually the story that we have now released on the show, episode 692. I called it Dark Shift. And it was the guy that was doing the recruiting and all that stuff. And you're like, I need to talk to this guy. So here we are. You have an interesting life, a lot of spiritual warfare. And I think it kind of sets up from, well, really the day you're born because of the parents, who your parents were. So if you could kind of paint the picture as to kind of the things that you experienced growing up and into your adulthood and how this all came together for you.
Yeah. So where I'll start is my parents, both were ordained ministers. In their early years, my dad was in a prominent Christian band, you know, and so there was a lot of traveling.
What was the band?
Oh, do you want me to say the name?
Yeah, why not?
It was Grupo Emmanuel. Out in, like, they were based out of Santa Ana, California.
Okay.
So it was in Spanish. And so what happened was that there was a lot of traveling. I started having a lot of supernatural experiences where I would see shadows and I would start hearing things move in our home. And I actually had gone to my parents. I think I was around like 8 at this point. And I'm like, hey, like I'm hearing footsteps, I'm hearing doors slam, but there's nobody there. And so, what happens is that they kind of brushed it off because I come from a Pentecostal background and, a lot of this stuff, even though they're more kind of on the charismatic side, especially in the Latino community, there's certain things that they don't embrace, right? And so they kind of brushed it off. And I was like, well, I guess I can't come to them about this, right? And so I go down this whole, I call it torment, you know. There was even a point where a demon sat on my bed. And I was hoping that it was, you know, one of my parents, because I mean, all the hairs on my body were just standing. And so I'm like, okay. So I kind of slid my feet forward and it was just indented. There was nothing there. And I like just covered my head and I'm like, Jesus. And like, it went away. I had a lot of sleep paralysis. And again, like all I would say is Jesus and it would stop. But I would always see, shadows. And, I even get to a point where, you know, it's just an ongoing thing. I rededicate my life to Christ at, 18 going to 19, because I'm like, going through all of this and I'm like, Lord, if you really exist, I need you to like show me. So the next day, someone we hadn't seen in a couple years or so comes and she's like, the Lord told me that you were crying out to him, and literally the same words verbatim. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you do exist, right? And so then it was like a coming to Jesus moment. So then fast forward, I'm like, okay, I'm just sold out for Christ. I'm just like focusing on my relationship with God and I can hear him very tangibly. And it's just, I've always been very sensitive spiritually. It's like when you know that there is a demonic realm, you know, obviously there's something else, right? So then I end up meeting my husband at church. Our pastors, which my dad was my pastor, and his pastor, they knew each other from their band time, because his pastor, I don't want to give his name out because it wasn't really good. So he knew my dad because because they did like concerts or whatnot together. So they kind of were like, let's get our churches together kind of to do like revivals type things to encourage one another. So we did that. That's how I met my husband. And the second time I met him, the Lord was like, that's going to be your husband. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not interested in dating. I'm 19 at this point. And I'm like, no, God, I just want to serve you. Like, that's not my focus right now. And so then literally every time we like come like to have these churches unite or whatnot, the Lord is like telling me certain things. And so then I'm like, okay, well, if you really want me to marry this guy, which I don't even know, I need to know certain things. So every time I would, and I would say it in my mind, I would have whatever it was that I asked God like to happen, it would happen. And I was like, okay, well, so it's months of this. Okay, so you kind of get the picture. And, you know, we don't really talk. And the biggest problem was even though Spanish is my first language, I did not speak Spanish like fluently. And so I understood some of it. I didn't understand all of it. And so we end up getting to the point where he comes up to me. And then he later on tells me the Holy Spirit was like, the Holy Spirit told him to go and try to talk to me. So then I'm like, okay. It's just funny. The Holy Spirit was playing matchmaker.
Yeah. And it's funny that because you're just like, no, Lord, that's not my focus. I just want to focus on you. And he's like, I'm literally telling you, if you want to focus on me, that this is the way for your life.
Right. Yeah. And so I was about to go to Bible college in LA with there's an Assemblies of God. Well, I don't know if it's still there.
You were Assemblies of God?
Yes.
So was I. I went to Assemblies of God College myself on the East Coast. So what was the college that you went to or you were looking at?
I don't know. I was going to go there.
Was it called Evangel or something?
I don't remember. It's out in La Puente in LA.
I'm pretty sure there was an Assemblies of God College called Evangel University out in California that a friend of mine had transferred to. Anyways, I'm sorry.
So no. It's fine. I mean, I was a missionette growing up.
Gotcha. I was a Royal Ranger.
Yeah. So there you go. I tell God, okay, if you really want me to marry him or you want me to go to Bible college, because it was like, it was in LA, so I literally would have to move to LA. And they had dorms, you know. I'm like, okay, Lord, if you have to like bring us together, like he has to ask me to be his girlfriend by the end of this week. Cause Saturday I was leaving to LA. And Friday, like, so my brother ends up giving him my phone number without me knowing. And during that week we start talking, but I didn't really understand too much Spanish. And then just, Friday, he's just like talking and I'm like, I don't know what you mean. And then he's like, I'll tell you like clearer than water. Right. Do you want to be my girlfriend? And I was like, and I already know what me and the Holy Spirit have been, you know, dialoguing. And I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, I gotta go. So then I'm like, oh my gosh. Cause then it was like, oh my gosh, like this is really happening kind of a situation. And oh my gosh. Then we know we're supposed to get married. We have a prophet who was our mentor, and she actually prayed for me when I first came to Christ for deliverance because I went through sexual abuse as a child, and there were things that I had like unforgiveness and stuff. So I went with her for a while. But she did like marriage counseling. And then she's like, you guys know you guys are supposed to get married quickly. And so I'm like, okay, I'm all in. And the funny thing was my husband before that had bought rings, but not for me, because the Lord told him he was bringing him his wife, but he thought it was someone else. And so he goes through this whole thing where he's like, okay. And the Lord's like, it's not her, it's actually her. And he was like, well, again, if that's the case, then that other person had to send him a certain text. And exactly what he had told the Lord, like, that's exactly what was sent to him. Hmm. And he was like, oh my gosh. And so it's kind of funny. I'm like, our marriage was just arranged by the Holy Spirit. So I'll jump forward.
Some religions have parents, you know, arranging the marriages. You have you have God arranging the marriage. That's cool.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. And so, he starts going into ministry. He has a healing and deliverance ministry where we're going everywhere, different parts of California, all the way to Washington, Oregon, even Arizona. And we moved to Washington for a moment. And I'm a night owl, I'll admit it. And I, was watching some TV, and out of nowhere, I just like get up and I felt like this sense of fear, like super intense. And I just start having like these, because once I come to Christ, all of the torment kind of like after I got married to my husband, it kind of stopped for a long time. So it was kind of unexpected. And I start having these dreams about werewolves. It's kind of, I'm like, I don't even believe in these things at this point.
I was going to say, do you now? Because you're at the right place.
I do. But later on, we actually end up becoming friends with an ex-warlock. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're having the dreams.
Yeah. There was an altar behind our apartment, like literally behind our apartment bedroom, because it was like a little space, and then it was mountain where we lived. And we realized we were, jumping into this, right? And there was a lot of miracles that happened. I even had healing of diabetes and cancer of myself. I had a situation like in the inner part of my eye, your tear duct, just started hurting me. And he called me up to when he's praying for people, and he tells me, hey, like, come and hug this person. So I go and I hug this lady, and she's just breaking down crying. And I'm the kind of person, I'm not very like, I don't really hug, even though in my culture, it's like, hugs and kisses. I do that to like my elders, but not to some random person. And what happens is that I get a full new tear duct, like the old one popped out of my face. And I was like, what is this? And it was like squishy. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I realized it was like, I had a whole new tear duct. It no longer hurt me. So I had stuff like that.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
So you're saying you had like a tire changed in your face. Like you had,
yeah.
like you had a whole new tear duct and the old one popped out.
Yes.
Man, I would have saved that thing. That'd be in a glass jar somewhere.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.